Praise the Lord and greetings to one and all in the lovely name of our Savior Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India, and we thank God for the privilege that He has given to me to minister to you saints all across the globe. And I take this opportunity as I would love to go further in the thoughts what I shared with you yesterday, that the two nations, the struggle, and the kind of prophecy that God spoke in the very beginning, and we see it very present and very true even in our times. And we saw that this is because of three unique kinds of enemies that actually are in struggle with us: the world, the devil, the flesh. And I stopped yesterday morning the struggle with the flesh, but I want to continue from this aspect of what exactly the struggle in the flesh actually mean. Now, I made it a point yesterday that the flesh and the body are two different things. The body is important because God has created the body and He has created beautifully. And this body stands as a gateway to the soul. If you have no body, then there is no temptation. There is nothing that you can do to renew your soul. Or either you can do nothing to enhance your spirituality. But this body, when it gets rotten, when this body turns into a body of sin, when this body is full of unholiness, when your body is full of demons, how can your soul be renewed? When we are sick in the body, we cannot pray. When you are sick in the body, you cannot even come to church. When you are sick, you remain simply sick. But the spirit that is born again, the soul that has been hearing the word of God, are at that moment at the mercy of the body. The importance of the body, and that is what Paul says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice to the Lord. This is a reasonable service, he says. So when we begin with this aspect, I would love to read a passage from the scripture, and that comes from Galatians chapter 5. And it says, verse 17 onward, chapter 5, "For the flesh lusteth after the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to another, so that he cannot do the things that he would. But if he be led of the Spirit, he are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murder, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have always told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Now, if this is the condition of the flesh, or the body ultimately, because the flesh is the nature of the body. Now, if the flesh gets into such state of corruptness, and when this leads you over one problem to another, now these are the list of some kind of rottenness or sin that could dwell in our physical being or in our body. But we know that ultimately, it says, Paul concludes it, that he says, And they that which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, we do all things. We believe, we practice, we worship, we take all kind of pain, we fast, we pray regularly, we go to church, we read the scriptures. All these things we do is basically because we need to inherit God's kingdom. And if God's kingdom is not inherited because we practice some of these things in the flesh, where we are being condemned and we are not able to enter into the kingdom of God, then it is a very pathetic situation. Now, I would love to the ultimate struggle. This is what the title I would love to express it. The ultimate struggle. Now, the world, as I said about three different things, the world, the Satan, the flesh. The world is a system which is always in rebellion with the one and only Creator. Satan is the one who is the demons, temptations, thoughts, and various falsehood that they bring to us in our mind through thoughts and deeds of the flesh. And the flesh is such a enemy that is dwelling inside of us. There is no, as I said yesterday, no deliverance ministry, no surgery, no pill, no amount of fasting can get rid of it. He is a traitor within. It's like Judas dwelling inside. We cannot make our flesh Christian, as this flesh always lurking within us or waiting for an opportunity to express itself. But I would love to speak something here. Is like a motor vehicle which has a brake, clutch, and an accelerator. Three kinds of pedals are there. Now, if we see, first thing is we read Romans chapter 6 and verse 11. We got to consider certain things, certain facts. And the 11th verse says, likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, when this verse states, reckon yourself to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God. Now, we got to consider that we must get ourselves reckoned unto sin, dead unto sin. And that's like a brake. There is a brake that I have to apply where there is some danger. There is something that which I would not like to collide or get into it. I apply my brakes. I do not want to go into the pathway which would lead me towards destruction. The next thing is the clutch. The clutch is something that we have to crucify the flesh. It's like Paul says in Galatians chapter 5 verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Now we got to acknowledge we must crucify the flesh with all its affections and lust. You know, I just think of a little illustration here. There was a Dutchman who filed a case in the court, and he said that I am 69, but I want to be 49. I want the affidavit of the court that I am now 49 because I feel like 49. So he tried his best, and he had also gotten certified by the doctor saying that he feels 49 and he is so expressive in his health. But the court declined and says, no, we cannot do that. It is good that you feel 49, though being 69, but we cannot alter the facts. So what I am trying to express is, there are a lot of things that we can feel about it. You know, today we have a big problem. Some people feel, I feel I am not a man, I am a woman, I am a lady, and they start behaving and acting, and because it's all the feeling that comes from within. You know, there is a flesh which is the heart of flesh and the heart of the spirit. The difference is when Satan puts all his emotions and thoughts in our heart of flesh, you know, we feel that this is the right thing, this is truly the thing that I was waiting for, and this is what I accepted. But that's not the truth. And when we think about the third pedal, it's commit. Like if we have a vehicle and we say, okay, I should not do this, I should not do that, I should not go here, I should not go there, I should not speak lies, I should not give false testimony, I need to be true with my God and faithful. But that is not exactly where we can go ahead. God wants to go ahead. He wants us to lift even higher. We need to accelerate. You know, a vehicle is not just to apply brakes and press the clutch, but it needs to acceleration. We just do not need to just halt or roll. We need to drive. And to drive, we need to accelerate. And this acceleration, you know, is what we see in the 16th verse of Galatians chapter 5. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, that ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You walk in the Spirit. How do we walk if you do not accelerate yourself? There are certain vehicles that have been designed which can go 100 miles per hour. There are certain vehicles which are designed which can go 200 miles per hour. And different cars with different metabolism and different caliber can run and are built in that strategy. So if God has built us, He wants us that we should run, we should walk, we should get higher and go closer to Him. We have far been away from the word, away from the truth. So if I would just speak about this fact in a way, let us consider what God has done for us in this part of time. He gave us a message. He gave us a truth that we would have never ever acknowledged if it wouldn't have been His grace and mercy to gather us together in His word into a body of faith. But since we have fallen back, we have this big issue of the flesh, you know, we need to crucify all the needs and the deeds of the flesh, and we need to overcome this flesh, and so that we may be able to accelerate in the message of this hour. What God has given to us, that we may be able to accelerate and get ahead, because that is what God desires out of us. Now we must understand, when God opens the door, no man can shut it or no man can close it. And when He closes it, no man can open it. We also understand our adversary is a very powerful adversary. He is anointed for His job. The power and the demonstration of God's power, just don't talk about it, but live it. Don't just talk about it, but walk it. Now we got to put these things in a practice of our faith and a revelation, that which keeps us alive and strong. Now, we also see that As we read this text in Galatians chapter 19 verse 21, the theme of the ultimate struggle is to overcome the deeds of the flesh, to overcome this nature called the flesh. And if we practice our Christianity, we practice our faith by just simply going to church, reading our scriptures, clapping our hands, praising and worshiping God, but we are not able to make any progress, we cannot draw ourselves in the depths and in the height of what God has given us a privilege, brother and sister, we are ultimate failures in our struggle. But blessed be the name of the Lord, because He gives us strength, patience and consolation, that we are not the losers, but we are overcomers through Christ our Lord. Blessed be His name. I pray that God may bless you all and give you peace and strength and wisdom to act wisely in His word. God bless you all. Stay blessed till we meet tomorrow. Thank you.